Dharma upholds. The fruit of labor. People have a right to their own bodies and minds, and to the fruit of their own labor. They have a right to their own thoughts and decisions. They may not have a right or ability to implement their decisions, but they have a right to decide what they wish according to their own values. No one owns the body or soul of another human being. Parents create the body of a child and have rights and duties which diminish gradually as the soul gains ability to control the body, but parents do not own the child's body or the soul inside it. Neither do the state, monarch, or religious leader own people's bodies or souls. It is not dharmic to pledge a baby in the womb or to sell a child into future marriage or service. Controlling other people physically or mentally through economics, slavery, mind control, sexual force, subverting their will through magical means, or removing the soul by force violates one of the most fundamental principles of human life and existence. Each of us has a right to the body and mind into which we are born. It was given to us by the divine, not by other humans. Other humans do not have a right to take it away, except in individual or collective self-defense. Causing harm or unnecessary suffering is normally adharmic. There are situations where doing some harm is necessary. One can always seek to do the minimum amount of harm and cause the minimum amount of suffering to everyone. Gain by one's own honest work is dharma. This right to property, the fruit of one's labor, is fundamental to our process of spiritual growth. People must have the right to their own work, to see its results, and to exchange it with others in order to fulfill the promise and learning of a physical three-dimensional existence. Most people don't comprehend how important this principle of dharma is, since it has been violated so seriously for so long, and, as Bastiat noted, moral codes and laws have been created that sanction these violations. People think that if a merchant cheats, it harms only the customers, but it actually harms the very fabric of society as well. It is not dharmic to steal, to take what belongs to others, their life energy, chi, prana, orgon, dush, their health, or the fruit of their labor, by force, threat, extortion, trickery, or deception. Cheating and exploitation are types of stealing. Using force or manipulation to control or to derive sexual pleasure without the full, unencumbered consent of the partner or with a child is also a type of stealing. This includes rape, molestation, prostitution, and human trafficking. When people do not own the fruit of their own labor, they stop producing. They stop making effort to do more or better. They stop learning. They lose motivation. This is natural. When people have full or even nearly full rights to the fruit of their own labor, they excel. They produce more and better. And they are enthusiastic and happier. For an enthusiastic, productive, happy, and safe society, everyone must retain the natural right to the fruit of their labor.